Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with podcast number 92, Valuable Perspective on a Few Days Off from Running. If you have to take a few days off from running, for whatever reason, it will be much easier if you put it into the right perspective. On a regular basis, someone texts, calls, or emails me in a state of great anxiety because they have an ache or a pain. Sometimes it is something that is, in fact, an injury already, but more often it is not a full-blown injury. Yet, something that can be cured by a few days off from running, but that doesn't stop them from being super, super stressed out about it. The state of extreme stress happens to runners of all levels, although veteran runners take it in stride to some extent because it's likely happened to them before. In some ways, though, it's even harder on them because their running has become such a way of life, they're so regimented that any interruption in their schedule just drives them nuts. Sometimes whatever it is that's causing the discomfort is from running, but just as often, it's the result of cross-training, working in their yard, moving the wrong way, lifting a child, or something else. In the last few weeks, I've had runners in pain due to running a short distance while carrying a 2-year-old, yes, that did happen, twisting an ankle on the way to the mailbox, and joining a new class at the Y. I've had others miss days, several days at a time due to the flu, a death in the family, too many hours at work or school, and other problems. When there's any injury, whether it's related to running or not, taking a few days off from work is never ill-advised. I said taking a few days off from work. I mean taking a few days off from running. Yes, I'm a running coach, and yes, I did say that. In fact, it's usually the first thing I suggest, to take a few days off. Now, my runners hate to hear this, but it's just a few days. Whatever has caused the problem, it is likely that it will be aggravated by running. Even if the runner has to take a few weeks off, that runner will barely remember those few weeks a year from now. You have to look at the big picture. On the other hand, if the runner refuses to give in to their body, it will likely stubbornly demand attention. I've talked about that before, I know. Failure to back off and take a few days off from running at the first sign of a problem often means taking much more time off later. If you have to take a few days off from running, for whatever reason, it will be much easier if you put it into the right perspective. That's my goal here, to help you acquiesce to the couple or several days off without getting all worked up about missing training. Here is what I always tell my runners. Look at it as a taper. A taper, you will recall from previous podcasts, is when you take it easy for a few days or even a few weeks, depending on the length of the race you're preparing for, preceding that gold race. This gives your body extra time to recover, and the extra rest makes you like a spring full of energy and ready to explode on race day. If you've ever raced after a proper taper, you know that it can be magically effective. Now, if you take just a few days off from running, I want you to realize that it's not much different from a taper. Just look at it as an unexpected time to give your body extra recovery time. If you've been training consistently, you'll be fine. Of course, if you have to take a few weeks off, you will certainly lose your running fitness, some of it. You'll certainly lose your edge if you're not able to run at all. But please focus on the positive. If you take time off, your muscles will get lots of extra rest and recovery. And if you only have to be off from running for a few days, you may be stronger than ever when you return. If it turns out it needs to be a couple of weeks, it'll take you a couple of weeks to return to former fitness, but it won't be terrible, and you will still have the benefit of lots of rest for your team, i.e., your muscles, tendons, bones, and ligaments. Your joints, too. So, If you end up needing to take a few days off, treat it like an unscheduled taper. And even if you don't have a big race at the end of those few days, you can at least expect your training to be outstanding when you get back to it. The rest will benefit you. Oh, sure, the first couple of days back, you will feel rusty, but that's all, and that's not a big deal. If you're good about sticking to your schedule most of the time, then when something requires you to take a few days off, you can use that time to your advantage. In fact, if the time off was not due to an injury, it's a good idea to do a race, a short, small, local race at the end of those few days off, maybe the next weekend, just for fun, to take advantage of that unexpected rest time. It will likely be an excellent race, and you will feel like you have turned lemons into lemonade. A PR might actually be your prize. Now, if you were forced to take those days off due to an injury, this would not be a good idea, of course. But if you, say, missed a few days because the kids were homesick or because of long hours at work, then this would be a great idea, unless, of course, those long hours left you extra tired, then don't do it. Attitude can make a huge difference. Always remember and accept that one of the hardest parts of running is dealing with the inevitable things that get in the way, whether that's the occasional injury or interruptions from life. The key is to have the right perspective. Take these aggravating incidents in stride. Use them to build your resolve to run for the rest of your life. If you do have an injury, please don't get discouraged. They come with the territory. The smartest, wisest, most experienced runners with the best coaches in the world all have to cope with injuries now and then. You're just like them. Personally, I ran 35 years without ever experiencing a stress fracture. Then I had 2, 9 months apart, both in my right tibia. Imagine my mental state when I realized I had another one after I just returned to running, getting really into my groove again after the first one. I had never broken a bone or had a stress fracture in my life. And as you may know, stress fractures are normally caused by excessive mileage. Well, as a coach, if I ran so much that I got a stress fracture, I'd feel pretty bad about it. Turned out in my case, neither one of them was from excessive mileage. Maybe someday I'll do a whole podcast about that. But in this case, neither of them was caused by that. But they still each took me out of running for several months. Was I discouraged? Well, yeah. Emphatically, yes. I rode my bike alongside my runners most of that year, and boy, did that get old. But I kept in mind that bones always heal, and once healed, they tend to be stronger than they were ever before. That was 3 years ago. I've actually had one other injury since then. Yes, another broken bone. This was a broken arm when I tripped at mile 19 of the San Francisco Marathon. I did a whole podcast about that, so you can find that. You've probably already listened to it. That was, well, I was going to tell you what episode, but I don't remember. Now, you're going to say, wow, Coach Deb, you must have bad bones if you had 3 broken bones that close together. No, it's really more like I have bad luck. You know how they say bad things come in threes? Well, hopefully that was my broken bone phase. I'm not planning on breaking any more. And my bones, by the way, are fine. Of course, I had a DEXA scan to check that out, but they said my bones are excellent. Happily, the broken arm did not keep me from running. It just required me to cut back on my mileage a bit. I mentioned this because I want you to know that injuries happen to everybody, but that I knew after it was over, I'd be back to my usual running life. And of course, I have been. We try to prevent injuries, but even when they do happen, our resolve is strengthened to keep going, to get beyond it, and enjoy our favorite pastime again. There are benefits to obstacles. You know what they say? The harder it is, the greater the satisfaction. Most injuries, like mine, really don't have any long-term medical impact, but running, our running career, does have a huge impact, mentally and physically. How often have you ever heard of a running injury that had long-term bad effects on someone's health? Almost never. But running does have amazingly good long-term effects. Please always remember that. And do me a favor, pass it along. I think often non-runners get this idea that running is bad for you because they hear about running injuries all the time. Point out to your friends or acquaintances that the good is so much more valuable than the occasional superficial injury. We are runners for life, and we don't run because it's easy. We run because it's rewarding. Putting up with the occasional time off, a few days or even more, in a more serious scenario, a few weeks, is part of how we prove our allegiance to our sport, our steel to get through it. It's how we become mentally strong. Think about this. When we say running is 90% mental, this is just another way. We're not just talking about it in the races. It's 90% mental in training, too. So I want you to consider this part of your mental training. Non-runners don't get it, but because it's torturous for us when we have to miss. Not just running, but missing our running friends, right? In this sense, running teaches us to deal with the disappointment and frustration, making us more mentally fit and better equipped to handle the rest of our lives. So next time you're forced to take a few days off from running, pretend you planned it. If it's because of an injury, use that time to get caught up on chores at home. Focus on your diet and lose that nagging 10 pounds. Read the books you've been meaning to read. If you're forced to take time off because of work or family, just commit to do the best you can at whatever it is that's taking you away. Dwell on the good. You've got the rest of your life to run. Whether it's a few weeks or a few days off, the key is to put them into perspective. In that way, you can rise above it. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I really appreciate it. If you go to the Mojo for Running website and click that support the podcast button to make a donation. My two podcasts, this one and Beginner Runner Village, were downloaded 8,200 times last week. So I know this information is helpful because people keep coming back and the audience keeps growing. If I could just get even 5% to provide a small financial donation, a little bit of support, that would be huge. But while I am getting contributions after every episode, it's literally only a handful. Think of this like educational TV. If you lived here and you would like to buy me a cup of coffee just to say thank you, you can do that just by going to the mojoforrunning.com website and clicking Buy Deb a Cup of Coffee. This is a one-time payment, not recurring. Thanks to all the followers who have contributed recently, Kim, Dina, Karen, and Simon. That's what I meant by a handful, four. Here's a quote from a recent review on iTunes. This one is from McAfee, Texas Runner. Deb, I found your podcast when I decided to run my first half marathon. Paying a coach was not feasible, but with your podcast, I was encouraged and given great tips to help me finish strong and within my time goal for the race. This podcast is great. Thank you. And from Miriam, Coach Debbie's podcasts are excellent resources for beginner and advanced runners. Her information is based on good research and years of experience. Thank you, Miriam. Well, to these, I also want to welcome these new members of the Mojo for Running coaching program. Razi, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, Kelly, Kathy, Chris, Danielle, Maria, Dina, Julie, Penny, Sherry, and just a few minutes ago, Mark. When I welcomed Mark to the program in the Facebook group a few minutes ago, he said, "Thank you, looking forward to the adventure." I love that. It is an adventure, for sure. And I'm excited for all of you and excited that I get to take the adventure with you. Now today's quote. Success isn't how far you got, but the distance you've traveled since you started.